to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
You ever meet somebody and you hit it off really well, and like the more you get to know them, the more you like them?
Oh, yeah.
And then pretty soon you feel like maybe so comfortable. I mean, I've known people who felt comfortable enough that they'll hook up on date number one or number two.
Yeah, for sure.
And then so in this one, it's like they've known each other. How long have you known this guy anyway, Keisha?
It's only been like 6 weeks.
Okay.
Not too long, not too short, just enough time.
So whose idea was it to like go on this trip out of town for the weekend?
I want to say it was mutual. He suggested it, and I was like, you know, we're both consenting adults. This should be good. It's not too bad.
So, and I think that's great.
You know?
And it's just a weekend trip, because if it's a full week trip, that's a commitment. That's when you start showing true colors to someone. But a weekend, you can still keep the illusion up that you know, I don't know.
No, I get it. Because after a week, it's like too much real life sets in.
Yeah.
A weekend is perfect. You get there Friday, you come home on Sunday. I get it. So the trip goes well. You and Troy had a good time, a lot of fun.
Yes.
Tell me what went wrong and what makes you think that you need to be on War of the Roses now?
Well, it was going really smooth. Like you said, we were having a lot of fun. And then our flight got delayed going back. And out of there, it just like became like a Jekyll and Hyde thing where he just flipped out. He was pacing in the airport. He was asking people if he could purchase their tickets, like to do connecting flights. He would like disappear from time to time and be on his cell phone. It was just really weird. It was kind of like, wow, who is this person?
So the guy that was tons of fun and giggly and, you know, pillow fights and bubble baths and all that stuff was like all out the window, because now he's like upset because of the canceled flight.
Exactly. And it's just like, well, what happened? Like, what is the difference a day is going to make?
So you asked him, I mean, naturally you asked him, what is he all riled up about?
Yeah, and it was something super lame. It was like something about his dog. He was like, oh, I have a dog groomer's appointment. I'm like, really? Really? Fido is that much of a diva that he can't, you know, reschedule?
But he loves it. What if, you know, some people are a little bit nutso about their dog.
Okay, that's extreme, though. Like, just I cannot miss a dog grooming appointment.
Just trying to see if that's a possibility. So he says that he's all upset because he's going to miss the dog groomer's appointment, which, okay, I mean, if Josie missed her appointment, no big deal. You schedule it for next week. But that he wasn't having that. So then you fly home, you get home the next day. Did you get home the next day?
Yeah, we did. And then it was kind of like a Casper the Ghost kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, where and I was talking to my friend about it, and she was just like, okay, that sounds really sketch. Is this guy, you know, is he married or does he have another girlfriend?
That's exactly where my mind went. Like, why else would he be that stressed?
I mean, it's not like we're engaged or super serious, but we're not super casual either. You know what I mean? And we kind of we've already established that we only want to see one another. He made it very clear to me that, you know, hey, I want to take you on the trip. You know, we're spending money together. We're vacationing together. Even though it's fun, like, let's go on the road to being kind of serious.
I get that.
You know? So I'm just like, I don't know. And she's totally convinced that he has someone on the side.
Well, I'm just picturing the awful Sunday night, because you go through this whole thing on Sunday where he's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go back to the hotel and spend another night and another, like, was there like an awkward dinner and like you slept on your side of the bed? And how did the Sunday night?
It was kind of awkward. It was very much so the bed was divided, because I didn't know how to feel. And at first I was just like, all right, well, I'm getting to know him, so let me give him some time. Maybe he is obsessed with his dog or whatever, and I don't know everything that's plaguing his life. So I tried to make dinner, you know, a little bit more amicable, but it was just weird. It was really tense and it was really weird. And I don't know, my friend, now it's like in my head, like, you know, like maybe he does have someone on the side, because nothing else really makes sense of why he would act like that.
Okay, well, let's find out. We can set a trap for him. We can call him and say, hey, we're calling from your internet provider. And if you take this survey, we'll give you a customer satisfaction survey. And the reward for taking it is a dozen roses. Now, obviously, you'd send them to you. You just spent a weekend together. And while it might not have gone perfectly well, you would be the obvious choice. But if he sends him to somebody else, like, oh, and we'll ask him, mm-hmm. well, oh, who's that? Oh, well, if they got the same last name, that's going to be kind of a giveaway.
Yeah.
Whether he's got a wife or a girlfriend or fiance or something like that.
What is his last name? Should we get that from you so we just know what to look for?
His last name is...
Okay, perfect.
All right. Let's make the phone call when we come back and see whether this guy was that upset about the dog or about his wife going, where the hell are you? This could get ugly. It's coming up next on War of the Roses.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
War of the Roses brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY. Other side of the War of the Roses, we will talk to Jonathan Fogel, family lawyer, to find out what his take on things are. And then right after we're done talking to Jonathan, we have Shawn Mendes tickets. So hang on, KDWB.
And Troy, we're going to give you 12 long stem romantic roses. They will be red. We will ship those out this week. Can I please ask you for just a couple more pieces of information? I need the name of the recipient of these roses.
Okay. I'll send them to Kelly.
I have your last name here. I assume that's your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Wow.
Wow.
Your wife. Your wife?
Yeah, Troy.
My wife.
And you've been busted.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. You've been kind of set up a little bit by Keisha and the Dave Ryan Show over on KDWB, because I guess you went on this trip and it turns out that you didn't tell Keisha that you're married. And Keisha's listening in right now, but she figured some things out when you got all panicky about the plane being canceled. She kind of figured some things out.
Dog grooming. That was the excuse you came up with.
Well, it's not what you think, though. Me and my wife were separated, so.
You're separated? Really? That's why you wanted to rush back. So, riddle me this. Do you still live together?
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. And what, like separate bedrooms?
Okay, yeah, there it is. Okay, So you do,
what
so you're separated.
Stupid?
But not, you're not really separated because you live in the same house.
And
you
send her flowers.
You're in separate bedrooms.
What are the long-stem roses for?
Yeah.
Well, we're still friends.
You're still friends? Yeah. Wow. Well, we're not. We're not friends. We're not lovers. We're not nothing because you're scum. I really, really hope she finds out the manual. She probably did. She probably doesn't know. That's why she didn't kick you out yet.
No, you just got the wrong idea. We're not together. Like, I had fun on our date.
Well, I had fun the first half of our date because the second half was filled with lies about dog grooming.
That's not true. My dog did need to get groomed. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Me and my wife were separated. I'm sending her.
So you did. So let me get this right. So Troy, you did absolutely nothing wrong, Troy.
Nothing.
Okay. So, but what would your wife say about you going along a little trip with Keisha over the weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know if she minded. She might be seeing somebody too.
So your wife. So again, you did nothing wrong. Your wife would be okay with it because she's probably seeing somebody else too.
She might be.
Well, then why not just tell her that you're separated? Why not just tell Keisha the truth?
And why send her roses if she's seeing someone else, possibly? Why not send me roses because you were a complete douchebag the second half of our trip?
Come on. It was not like that. You just got the wrong idea.
That's all right. Charm talker. You can do it. Yeah. You can do it. Troy, I believe in you. Charm talker back into taking you back.
No, we can still, like, come on. This is nothing that you can't.
No.
It's working.
No, not at all.
Troy, it's working. I can feel it working.
You can feel her nose getting less harsh.
No.
Okay.
You're the scum of the earth. You're horrible.
She's starting
really
to soften.
Hope you find out the person you are.
No, you're wrong. Come on, let's just go out one more time and we can try to figure it out.
All right, Troy. No.
Damn, Troy, it didn't work. I thought it would work.
Okay. Yeah, Keisha, your friend was right. I'm glad you listened to her. Friends know. So.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Keisha, come on, don't do this. Let's just go on one more date. Just one more date. We can start over again. We had such a good time. Come on, like, don't do this to me. Like, I'm looking for love, and I think that...
You're looking for love? No, you're looking for a harem of women, apparently, because you're married, and you took me out on a vacation. No.
We're separated.
No,
come on, let's go out again. What's the
big
deal?
You're not separated. You just sent her roses. I'm not a moron.
We're friends.
I can't. No one sends friends roses.
But we sleep in separate bedrooms.
We hear that all the time. Nobody sends friends roses, but it happens weekly on War of the Roses on KWB.
This text made me laugh. Okay, she better Facebook stalk him and find his wife and make sure she knows. Or put a ping pong ball in his gas tank? What does that mean?
No, no, no. It's a Butterfinger bar.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it do?
I don't know what a ping pong ball probably clogs it up, but a Butterfinger, that would gum up the entire works.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, that'll mess up your carburetor fuel injection.
I also think it's interesting that someone wrote in earlier, I'm like, wait, she's only known him for 6 weeks and she's freaking out about something? Like, this brings a whole new level of crazy. Well, obviously, listening to her intuition of him acting super weird paid off.
And they also just went on a trip together.
Yeah.
So they clearly like each other enough to go on a trip.
That is like a, yeah, that's a big sign of like something's going somewhere. Hey, Counselor Jonathan Fogel, I want to ask you, is it illegal to stick a Butterfinger bar in somebody's gas tank?
Yes, I would probably, yes, I would say definitely do not do that.
You're defending me in court. Let's say I got mad because Fallon was talking to Drake too much and I got jealous, so I stuck a Butterfinger bar in her tank. What would you tell the judge in my defense, Counselor?
I would use the insanity defense for you, Dave. That's what I would do.
Good choice.
I do that all the time. I say certain things. I go, I'm sorry. I'm just out of my mind today. Jonathan Fogel is a family attorney, and he's done thousands of cases with couples and kids and divorce and alimony and support and custody and all that kind of thing. What did you get? What was your takeaway from this week's War of the Roses, Jonathan?
Well, here's what I thought of. It reminded me of a case where a couple was getting divorced, and when child support was being calculated, they had kids, so they had to calculate child support. It was discovered by the wife that the husband not only had another child with another woman, but he was also paying child support for that child. There had been a court order for him to pay child support.
And she didn't know that. She had no idea because he probably wrote all the checks and did all the finances.
Yeah, she just never knew. She just never knew that he had this other child. He really didn't have any parenting time with the child, but he was paying support. So what that meant for the new wife is that her child support payments from him were going to be less.
Yep.
Because when there's a second child, the second child will receive less child support because the person that's paying it gets kind of a, what I would call kind of a credit for paying child support to somebody else, so his income's lower to pay child support for the second child.
So you want to have kid number one then. That's if you're the mom, you want to make sure you have his first kid.
If you always want to be the first in line. Okay. That is absolutely
okay.
Correct.
First in line. Great. Like
it's not even having the first kid. You want the first child support order.
Right. Okay.
Court order.
Gotcha.
So what is our weekly tip? Because Jonathan's always got some sort of a tip, whether you find yourself in a situation or maybe one day, or maybe you know somebody in a situation. What do we got today?
Well, this is kind of a self-help thing, right? There's in Minnesota, child support is based on a guidelines that are set out by the legislature. And there's a child support guideline online. You can go to search child support guideline in your search bar, and then it'll pull it up. And what you need to know, there's the three main things that you need to know in order to calculate what your child support's going to be. One is you need to know what is the gross income for each parent, right? Gross meaning before taxes, what is their gross income? How many children there are, right? If you have one, two, or three kids, you put that in there. And then how much parenting time each person is going to have. And the way they measure parenting time is by the amount of overnights you have per year. And so you put those in there, and it'll tell you basically, here's what the guideline child support amount is going to be for that case. And it's kind of a nice way to just kind of get an idea where you might end up if there's child support.
Totally makes sense, and that's why so many parents wrestle over child support, because that turns out to be very financially important. Like, I want little Timmy and little Jennifer more often, because that way I won't have to pay you as much child support,
Yep, that's right, and that's exactly right. People start arguing over how many overnights they're going to have, because the more overnights someone has, the less child support they're going to pay.
And then that's kind of, is that, Counselor, where it gets ugly, where somebody will say, well, he smokes cigarettes with them in the car, and he also ignores them and never takes them, whatever, so he should get less time, and that's when people start, like, pointing fingers.
That's right, and it's unfortunate, but people, you know, want to make sure that their kids are safe, and sometimes those reasons are legitimate, and sometimes they're not.
I know, like, that is, like, how it realistically is. It's just amazing to me that that's someone's mindset, that they want more time with their kid so they can pay less money instead of the actual, like, reasoning you should have, like, that you would actually want to spend more time with your freaking kid. That's so foreign and bizarre to me, but I know it's realistic.
We get it both ways. I mean, we get it both ways. It's not only someone wants more time so they pay less, but there are times where someone says, I want you to have less time with your kid so you pay me more money.
Yeah.
If they're taking away that.
That's true.
Even though the person's a good parent,
yep.
You see it on both sides, and it's really unfortunate. People need to keep the kids the focus and not the other person.
If he's really pissing you off, can you put a Butterfinger in his gas tank?
Oh, my God,
Jonathan?
Dave, move past the Butterfinger.
I would say let's just get off the Butterfinger thing, Dave. I'm not worried about you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I'm just glad you don't know where I live.
Also, people really broke down the ping pong ball situation, how it randomly just stops the gas, just so you know. Like, it doesn't ruin the gas tank as much as your Butterfinger situation. It blocks it. This text was a good point. It says, for the last 3 years of my marriage, we were together for 14 years. We slept in separate rooms. We had absolutely zero physical contact. I just couldn't afford to move out until we were divorced. Not everyone who lives with their ex is shady. And that is true. A lot of people can't afford to, like, leave. So
absolutely. I've heard that before.
I see that as well. I see that as well.
Hey, Jonathan has seen it all, done it all, represented all kinds of different cases. You want him to rep you. You don't want to see Jonathan on the other side of the table when you go in with your attorney or your friend who once got a divorce and he's going to counsel you. So hire Jonathan, find him online, at least set up a free session with him, consultation, FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L. Jonathan, thanks for being on. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next Thursday.
All right, you guys take care. Have a great week.
Thank you so much.